listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750 with Jordan Buscarini.
Yeah, running down a dream that never would come to me. Running down a dream.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM, Friday edition of the show. And of course, we are gearing up for what's typically a very big sports weekend. As we go into May 5th, Saturday, typically the first Saturday in May, we're talking boxing, we're talking the Kentucky Derby and the NBA playoffs. We don't necessarily have that marquee boxing match this go-around, but we do have the Kentucky Derby. And joining us right now over the phone to talk a bit about that, we have Steve Bordstein of Fox Sports 1340 in New Mexico. He's also the host of the Fast Track. Steve, a pleasure as always to get you on. Thank you.
Very nice to be with you again. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
It's a busy weekend. It's a fun weekend. We got the Kentucky Oaks this afternoon. We got the Kentucky Derby tomorrow. Arguably one of the more wide-open editions we've seen of the Derby in quite some time.
No, absolutely, absolutely. And I think you've been joining us now for something like 5 or 6 years to talk the Kentucky Derby here on Drive Time Sports. I look forward to it every year, a little bit later than we typically do it. But now on the eve of the Derby, I asked you off of the cuff who you like, and you're going to go with Audible. Now, he's trained by Todd Pletcher. He'll have Castellano riding him tomorrow, 8-1 odds as he sits right now. Florida Derby victory. It was very eye-catching. Is that why you're rolling with him?
Yeah, well, that's part of it. The Gulfstream Park, for those listeners out there who are unfamiliar with a lot of the racing terms here, I'm going to drop something here that's a little bit odd. Gulfstream Park has two finish lines, so it's two different stretch runs. The short stretch run and the Holy Bull, when he won that two starts back, typically horses don't run well right back in the Florida Derby, which is at the second, the longer stretch line. And that's what impressed me the most about Audible, was his ability to get that extra 16th of a mile and open up the way he did in the Florida Derby, as opposed to the victory in the Holy Bull, which has that shorter stretch. The ability to do both is what really intrigues me more and more about Audible, was the victory in the Holy Bull, then backing it up with the victory in the Florida Derby. I thought both wins were very impressive. You mentioned Todd Pletcher. Of course, he was the winner of last year's Kentucky Derby with Always Dreaming. He'll be trying to get his third Derby win. He won it in 2005 with Street Sense. So he's been here before. Todd Pletcher's done this before. And it seems like he's figured out how to win Derbies now. For the longest time, he was that guy who couldn't. He started 40 horses in the Kentucky Derby before he won his first Derby. So it seems like he's starting to figure that out now. Javier Castellano was aboard for most of his most recent victories. Again, he's got the right running style. There's enough speed in the race. He's tactically positioned easily where you can put him either a little bit further off the pace if need be, or right on top of the pace if need be. I like the way he's tactically positioned. He's in a good post position. All things, I think, point forward for a big run from Audible tomorrow.
Let's talk about the favorite, Justify, here again. Trainer Bob Baffert. The favorite now has won the Kentucky Derby, 5 years in a row, right? 5 or 6 years in a row?
Yeah, since they changed the format to qualify for the Derby, the favorite has done much better since they went away from the earnings platform they had several years ago to a point system. Now, the point system now gives you, now grades the races at 100 points for the most recent races, and the more points you earn, the more you qualify for the Derby. So the horse that gets all the hype is usually the favorite, and lately the favorite has won. Justify, 3-for-3 in his career. He's won all of his three lifetime starts by distance. But he's also faced small fields. He hasn't faced a field as big as this one. He's also never raced outside of Santa Anita Park in Arcadia, California. So he's shipping. He's facing a bigger field. He's clearly going to have other horses around him he's going to have to deal with. The advantage I think he has is that he did win on a muddy track. He did do that two starts back. The rain's not going to be a factor tomorrow for the Derby. But you want to find something that he's had to overcome. That's usually something I look for in handicapping the Derby, is has the horse had a race where he had to overcome something that he hasn't had to do before. When he's win on the muddy track, two starts back in his second lifetime start, that's impressive to me. What's unimpressive to me is the history. And the history is no horse since 1882 has won the Kentucky Derby without having raced once as a two-year-old. There are two horses who fit that bill tomorrow. There's Justify, the morning line favorite, and there's Magnum Moon, who's drawn out in post 16. Neither of these horses raced as two-year-olds. I'm a big fan of history. I believe history matters. 135 years of history, and you want me to take 5-2 odds on Justify? No, thank you.
Well, yeah, again, you mentioned that history. I mean, 1982, I think you could throw Curlin in that category as well, right? I mean, there's a number of horses that fit in this history that Justify will try to, I guess, chase tomorrow.
Well, you mentioned Curlin. There's another one, Bodemeister, who tried it several years ago, and they've run well. So, I mean, and 60 horses have done this. It's one thing if it's 135 years of history, oh, Steve, only 10 horses have done it. No, 60 have tried it and have failed at it. So just by sheer mathematics, you should be getting 60-1 odds on Justify. You're not going to get 60-1 odds. You're going to get 5-2. So I want no part of that. I'm not saying he can't win. I'm saying as a degenerate gambler that I am, I'm not going to take a short price on trying to win this race with this horse at that short of odds.
Again, we're being joined right now by Steve Bordstein. He's the host of the Fast Track. We're going to talk about that show and more as we preview tomorrow's Kentucky Derby. Steve, when we go into the Derby, I'm always very interested in jockeys. I know we always talk about the horses, and that's what people, especially the lighthearted casual fans, want to hear about. But for me, I'm always interested in the jockeys. And when we go into the Derby, two jockeys stand out. First off, Victor Espinoza. Okay, I'm immediately drawn into this storyline with Victor Espinoza and John Velasquez as well. These are two very well-known jockeys that will be participating in the Derby, but it's not as if they're riding the favorites tomorrow. How do they play into the Derby?
Funny, because they are a big factor for me as far as a lot of horses in this race are concerned in my handicapping. So Bolt Doro is a Southern California horse who originally, when his career started in Southern California, he was ridden by Corey Nakatani. After his third place finish in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, his trainer, Mick Ruiz, wanted a different jockey. So he went over to the East Coast and grabbed Javier Castellano. Okay, so Castellano rides him in the San Felipe Stakes to a second place finish, then the Santa Anita Derby to another second place finish. Now, exit Javier Castellano, who makes the absolute right business call here to go back to ride for Todd Pletcher aboard Audible, my selection for the Derby. Why does he do that? A, Audible's a better horse, and B, Javier Castellano rides 300 times a year for Todd Pletcher. He's going to ride twice a year for Mick Ruiz. So from a business standpoint, it makes more sense to go back to Todd Pletcher. Now, you get Victor Espinoza on board. No slouch by any stretch of the imagination. Derby winner aboard California Chrome. Derby winner, Preakness winner, Belmont winner aboard American Pharoah. So he obviously is the right jockey to put on in this situation. I'm not a fan of Bolt Doro. I think his best races were as a two-year-old. I don't think he gets a piece of this tomorrow in the Derby. However, you mentioned John Velasquez. Velasquez, the last race that Audible ran, who rode Audible? John Velasquez, because Javier Castellano was out of town. Another John Velasquez horse that he had ridden previously was Noble Indy, the winner of the Louisiana Derby. Ironically, who trained that horse? Todd Pletcher. Look where John Velasquez winds up. He winds up aboard Vito Rosso, trained by
Todd Pletcher. Yep.
Because Todd Pletcher has four horses in the race. It's very important to know where jockeys wind up. John Velasquez, I think, has a very big chance with Vino Rosso. I'm not a huge fan of the post position, but it doesn't hurt him because he's a closer. So he's going to let all the speed horses go in front of him, tuck in, make a run. I think Vino Rosso has a big, big chance tomorrow in the Derby.
Okay, as far as Vino Rosso goes, he beat a fairly weak field, though, right, in the Wood Memorial. And then you take a look at, I guess you can look at that one of two ways. Was it a weak field, Steve, or is he peaking at the right time?
Both. I think it's both. And it's a great question, too, because it's not the greatest field. You look at who he beat in that race. One of the horses he beat in that race is a horse called Enticed. Enticed is going to be 100-1 tomorrow. So I don't look at him as a major contender in any way in the Derby. However, it's important that he won that race because it showed his ability to win over different racetracks. He broke his maiden at Aqueduct. That's a two-year-old last November. He also won at Tampa Bay Downs, and he also went back to Aqueduct and won again. And I like the fact that the horse has shipped around and has proven he can win at multiple tracks. Again, there are certain things that I look for as far as being able to ship and win, being able to travel around and win. And that's where Vino Rosso, I think, comes into play. Again, there's enough speed in the race. The post position is not going to hurt him. He's trained well. I think he's going to run a big race. I think Todd Pletcher is going to have a great day tomorrow. I really do.
Who's the horse that we should be on the lookout a long shot? I mean, you just mentioned 100-1, and we take a look at a 20-field race. Who's the biggest long shot that we should pay attention to?
There's a horse called Hofburg. He's number 9 in your program. He's lightly raced. He's only had 3 races. I don't know if he wins this. I think he gets a piece of this tomorrow, but I would circle this horse for the Belmont Stakes on the first Saturday in June. I absolutely would be following Hofburg. He's a horse who I think is going to get better as the year improves, and he's certainly a horse you want to throw in your exactas and tries and superfectas tomorrow, because I think he's going to get a piece of this. His pedigree is absolutely outstanding. Touch Gold was a winner of the Belmont Stakes. Tap It is an incredible racehorse. That pedigree screams distance. As this horse goes further, he'll get better. His second place finish, ironically enough, behind Audible, he was so well clear of the rest of the field. He was 8 lengths clear of the third place finisher in the Florida Derby, and he was putting distance between himself and the rest of the field. He wasn't going to catch Audible. That wasn't the intent. The intent was to show what this horse was capable of doing. So Hofburg's going to get a piece of this, I think, tomorrow, and I think he's a horse you'd clearly want to follow down the road.
What's the best storyline to follow?
Mendelsohn. Mendelsohn's the best story because he, again, we talked about horses who can ship and win. His last 3 races, he ran on the turf last November at 3 starts back at Del Mar. He won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf, making him the 2-year-old turf champion. He then went back to Ireland. He won on the synthetic dirt in Ireland in a listed stakes race over there. And then his most recent race, he won by the length of the grandstand in the Middle East at a place called Maidan at the United Arab Emirates, the UAE Derby. No horse has ever won the Derby after making their most recent start in Europe or Asia or anywhere else for that matter. But if there is a horse that's going to make a run, it's this one. He's the best of the Europeans that we've ever seen. He's the best of the horses who last raced overseas to make their start in the Kentucky Derby. This is by far the best one. I don't think he wins because, again, dirt racing is very different from turf racing. He was on a landing strip type of racetrack that favored that style last time out at the UAE Derby. So it's a little bit different, but if there was ever a horse who was going to overcome that, it would be Mendelsohn. But we go back to the history thing: 132 years for the 2-year-olds, 30 years plus for the European horses trying to come in here and win.
Am I wrong in saying that this is probably one of the most intriguing Kentucky Derbies we've had in quite some time? I mean, when you look at that,
you wouldn't be wrong at all. I think it's a very good analogy. We haven't even mentioned last year's 2-year-old champion on the dirt, Good Magic.
Exactly.
The horse that upset Bolt Oro in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile last November at Del Mar. And he's a major player in this race. And his trainer, Chad Brown, is a great story. He won the Preakness last year with Cloud Computing, which was a big long shot. He's primarily known as a turf trainer. He's had a lot of great turf horses in his career. But Good Magic is a very nice racehorse whose win in the Bluegrass wasn't eye-catching, but it was good enough. And if you look at his history, his first 2 starts in his 2-year-old campaign, second win. His 2 starts so far as a 3-year-old, a third, a win, and then tomorrow. And if he moves forward, he's going to be a big factor. And again, the profile fits. He's got the right pedigree. He's certainly a horse who can improve in that next start and might be peaking at just the right time.
Yeah, I think there's so many different storylines to follow this weekend. I mean, when you just take a look at the trainers, okay, with Bill Mott, then we can talk about Bob Baffert. We've talked about Todd Pletcher. There's a combined 9 Derby wins over the cross of 7 horses that are being trained by Hall of Fame trainers in this race.
Yeah, and again, you mentioned, you know, and then you have Wayne, you have a number of great trainers in here. Tom Amos is a guy who deserves to win a Derby. He's been in the business forever. You've got Keith DeSormo, who's another great trainer. Mark Cassie, who's been in the business forever. Dale Romans is a pair of horses in here, both long shots, but a guy who's the leading trainer in the history of Churchill Downs. Think of Churchill Downs and how many years they've been racing. He's the best trainer in the history of Churchill Downs. He's never won a Derby. That's another guy whose name you throw into the mix. Steve Asmussen, who's won millions of races over the course of his career. There's a great bunch of names in this contest. The jockeys are fantastic. This is easily one of the deepest fields we've seen in the Derby in some time.
All right, Steve, I'm going to put you on the spot. How does it go? 1, 2, 3.
I like Audible over Good Magic. And I'm going to throw in like 2 or 3 horses underneath here in that third spot. Audible, Good Magic, and then you could play a few ways here. You can use Hofburg. You can use Vino Rosso. You have to use Mendelsohn. I think he's going to run a big race. But I really am a big fan of Audible tomorrow. But throw in Good Magic. Throw Hofburg, Mendelsohn, and Vino Rosso. So that's 5, 6, 9, 14, and 18.
Steve Bordstein, again, of Fox Sports 1340 in New Mexico. The Fast Track, First Sports, Steve. I mean, you kind of do a little bit of everything. Let the listeners know where they can find more of your work.
You can listen online via the iHeartRadio app. Just go to our website at foxsports1340.com. The iHeartRadio app available through your smartphone or wireless device. You can tell I've said that a lot. You can also listen to the show on the radio dial if you're in the state of New Mexico, in the northwest New Mexico region. You can listen on AM 1340 or 93.9 FM. We also do a great stuff on our Facebook and Twitter fan pages. You can go to our website, get all the latest horse racing coverage there and sports coverage at foxsports1340.com. Make sure to follow me on Twitter at Fox 1340 AM.
Steve Bordstein, again, a pleasure to get you on the show. Thank you so much for the time. I know we'll be talking about the Belmont and the Preakness before we know it, and of course we'll still be talking some baseball because there is hope in L.A. There is hope.
Well, I hope you're right, my friend. I hope you're right.
Steve, a pleasure. Thank you.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you.
Again, that's Steve Bordstein talking about tomorrow's Kentucky Derby. I love talking about the Derby on the show. Horse racing takes center stage for about a month and a half once a year. We got a break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.